Welcome to episode 14 of the New LifeSpring Family Bible. My, but it's been a long day. You're probably hearing this on Tuesday, but I'm recording on Monday night after a jam-packed day. I'll tell you a little bit about it on the other side of the reading. I just wanted to let you know the reason that we're only going to read one chapter today, and it's going to be Genesis chapter 23 from the New Century Version. Genesis chapter 23. Sarah lived to be 127 years old. She died in Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, in the land of Canaan. Abraham was very sad and cried because of her. After a while, he got up from the side of his wife's body and went to talk to the Hittites. He said, "I am only a stranger and a foreigner here. Sell me some of your land so that I can bury my dead wife." The Hittites answered Abraham, "Sir, you are a great leader among us. You may have the best place we have to bury your dead. You may have any of our burying places that you want, and none of us will stop you from burying your dead wife." Abraham rose and bowed to the people of the land, the Hittites. He said to them, "If you truly want to help me bury my dead wife here, speak to Ephron, the son of Zohar, for me. Ask him to sell me the cave of Machpelah at the edge of his field. I will pay him the full price. You can be the witnesses that I am buying it as a burial place." Ephron was sitting among the Hittites at the city gate. He answered Abraham, "No, sir, I will give you the land and the cave that is in it, with these people as witnesses. Bury your dead wife." Then Abraham bowed down before the Hittites. He said to Ephron before all the people, "Please let me pay you the full price for the field. Accept my money, and I will bury my dead there." Ephron answered Abraham, "Sir, the land is worth 10 pounds of silver, but I won't argue with you over the price. Take the land and bury your dead wife." Abraham agreed and paid Ephron in front of the Hittite witnesses. He weighed out the full price, 10 pounds of silver, and they counted the weight as the traders normally did. So Ephron's field in Machpelah, east of Mamre, was sold. Abraham became the owner of the field, the cave in it, and all the trees that were in the field. The sale was made at the city gate, with the Hittites as witnesses. After this, Abraham buried his wife Sarah in the cave of the field of Machpelah, near Mamre. Mamre was later called Hebron, in the land of Canaan. So Abraham bought the field and the cave in it from the Hittites to use as a burying place. May God bless the reading of His Word. What a sad day for Abraham. He and Sarah had known each other literally their entire lives. Remember, they had the same father. Plus, this is the woman through whom God fulfilled His promise to Abraham. Their love must have been profound. I can imagine the heartbreak that Abraham was going through. So, I mentioned that this has been a long day. In a nutshell, here's my day. I got up early to take care of some bookkeeping and take care of email. Then there was a doctor's appointment with my son and his surgeon at 10 o'clock. I got home, worked on the next Brian Duncan newsletter. Yeah, I'm Brian Duncan's webmaster and I do his newsletter. Then I had a quick lunch here at home. Then I had to prepare for a voiceover lesson with my coach. And I did the lesson. And then I worked for a while in the backyard to do some chores that have gone undone for far too long. It was a beautiful day out here. Here in Southern California, for those of you that are back east in the snow, I feel for you. But here it's been like 70, 75 degrees, blue skies. Now, remember, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not be jealous. So anyway, I did those chores. Then I came in and I worked more on the Brian Duncan newsletter. Then I had to cook dinner. Leanne is working at another job tonight. So had to fix dinner for myself and my younger son, Timothy. And let's see, worked on the Brian Duncan newsletter. Then I sent it off to Brian for approval. And I'm still waiting on that as I record this. So I didn't do the next chapter, not only because it's been a long day, but the next chapter has 66 verses in it. It's the longest chapter that we've read so far, so I thought I would wait until I was a little bit more rested. Hey, we have some new members in the LifeSpring Media Facebook group. Matthew Crispin, June Shelley Anguiano, Brad Rhodes, and James Boyd. To you guys, welcome aboard. I'm honored that you've joined the group. To know a little bit more about each one, drop by the LifeSpring Media Facebook group page, and I wrote a few sentences last night when they signed up so that, you know, you'd know about them. So they're all longtime listeners. And there's a brand new review of the LifeSpring Family Bible up at iTunes. Thank you for that. I really appreciate the kind words and your help in bringing others into the family. And if you haven't posted a review yet, why not do it now while you're thinking about it? So that's the podcast for today. Till tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye-bye.